I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the Division of Natural Resources is engaged in a research project to get a better handle on the habits of catfish in some of West Virginia's largest waters. In a moment, we'll let you know what they hope to learn about those monsters of the bottom right after this. A few years back, DNR began to reintroduce blue catfish into the waters of the Ohio River, most of those into the Robert C. Byrd Pool. Since that time, they've been monitoring their progress.
We started out with the Robert C. Byrd Pool, which is the largest. It's got the highest density of blues in it. They've been stocked there longer than any other pool in the drainage. And we took the pool and divided it up into 10 different locations, and we do a springtime electrofishing survey at each of these locations, and in the fall we do a trot lining survey at each of the locations.
And select fish are also tagged and monitored throughout the year.
We have internal tags that we're surgically implanting in fish, and this will allow us to get an idea as far as movement goes with these blues, and we're also implanting flathead catfish with them.
And you can imagine, as he says, this kind of work takes a lot of time and energy. And with a heavy workload, it's hard for Nate Taylor to put a whole lot into it. But through a partnership with WVU and graduate student research work, the problem's being solved, and it should really yield a lot of data in the years ahead.
Having someone dedicated to doing specifically that project should get us a lot more information than what we'd be able to collect as an agency. So I think it's going to work out great for everybody.
And that's good, because Taylor says even early on, they're finding there are some fascinating facts they didn't know about these particular fish.
Blue catfish in particular are notorious for moving really large distances. And we have, we're kind of in the preliminary stages of this. We have about 60 fish right now that have tags in them. And we honestly are at the preliminary part of this study with the movement stuff, but we do have a few fish that have moved upwards of 50 miles in like 2 days.
And they've already been extending into other pools, and fortunate the equipment from another study will help there.
The receivers that we are using, they are stationary receivers, but there was kind of a framework set up as part of the Asian Carp Project to monitor movements of Asian carp.
And those receivers are also the same system that is monitoring the catfish. There will be plenty to learn in the years ahead from this catfish research work. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.